You are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast, winter, spring, and fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand. Ha! Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right. What? Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right. Yeah. Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What? Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Road Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for Lower Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. Also in the studio, we have Gideon sitting in for Preston for the Czar of Information. I think he's been on one of these before, two of them maybe?
The 10-minute things?
Yeah, the 10-minute episodes. He's been on a couple before, but he's on it again, and he's always done a great job. And Stella is on the ones and zeros. This is a special 10-minute episode. It's not our normal long-form podcast that people have grown to love that is sweeping the nation. It's sweeping the nation. This is a 10-minute Mount Rushmore, and as you might know from the title, this is the Mount Rushmore of the mall.
The mall.
Okay.
Which is a disappearing thing.
The mall, unfortunately, I don't know. Is it unfortunate?
I think it is.
I think the last time we recorded a 10-minute episode, it's hard to remember, but I think the last time we recorded a 10-minute episode, we did something about like 1987,
which
you and I hold to be the greatest year of all time.
Yeah.
I would say that the mall was in its heyday.
Full force.
In 1987, the mall was teeming. It was the place to be.
Well, something happened where the inside mall became the outside, like town center mall, where everything's on the outside. Because I think in Marion specifically, the mall was outside.
Yeah.
Then they enclosed it.
Yeah.
And now they should probably open it back up
again. I don't know. Who knows what they should do? We're not here to fix Marion's problems. That's not why we came here today.
There's none of time.
Bill Collins will fix all the problems.
Yes.
He might open up the mall. If he wants to, he has the right to.
Ray Grogan might look into it.
Yeah, he'll look into it. But there's stuff at the mall, and we're going to talk. I went to the mall the other day.
Which mall?
I don't care for it. Polaris.
Polaris is still a good mall.
It is just, I walk around and I just look at everybody and I just see, and I just think, oh, this is so gross. Everything here is so just gross.
Not disgusting, like dripping with.
No. It's the people.
It's not the physical location.
Yeah, I mean.
The people that reside in
there.
They're
unhappy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're obsessed with consumerism.
Yes, exactly. So, but. Either way, we're going to do the mall because there's something about the mall.
Yeah.
So I would say I'm going to come in strong. Oh, you want to go?
I want to go hot and heavy with this one.
Wait,
mall walkers.
Okay, mall walkers. Mall walkers, listen, that's pretty good. Yeah.
The mall opens up like early and before the physical property opens up.
You put on your ankle weights.
In your windbreaker. I don't know why you're wearing a windbreaker in the mall.
Well, you're old.
But you wear the windbreaker in the mall.
At what point are you allowed to mall walk? What year? What age?
Of life?
Yeah, like 55?
I would say.
When does AARP kick in?
You get your golden Buckeye card at age 55.
Okay, so I think it's 55. Yeah. At 55, you can start mall walking.
No doubt 65.
Sure.
That's not even a question.
65, it's expected.
Yeah.
If you don't do it, people are going to look into it. Why isn't this guy mall walking?
We should do places to walk, but that's a whole different thing.
That's a different Mount Rushmore. That's not why we're here today. We're here to talk about the mall.
The mall walkers. I think that belongs on the list. That's a big deal.
I'm going to come in hot with food court.
Oh, food court.
I love the food court.
Yes.
Anytime we're going to Columbus, and if you have a family, then you know you're going to have different people with different opinions about, okay, we're going to go to Columbus to do a couple things, and we're going to go out to eat while we're there. We're going to stop somewhere. I want to go to, because Columbus is the big city,
Big city.
They got a Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
We don't have a Chick-fil-A.
They got a Raisin Cane's.
We don't have a Raisin Cane's.
They got other, Bibby Bop.
We don't have a Bibby Bop.
Right? So they got other places that we don't have, and so there's always a lot of disagreements.
Yeah.
And so my thing is, let's just go to the food court.
Yes.
Everyone can find something that they like at the food court.
Correct.
I love the food court. It's my favorite part of the mall.
Yeah.
So I would say.
The smells.
Mm-hmm.
Because you get a little bit of everything.
It's a taste of the world, really.
Yeah.
You got your Chinese place. You got your Indian place. Yeah. You got your pizza place.
All American
food. Taste of Italy. Yeah. Cinnabon.
Yeah.
Although typically at a mall, the Cinnabon is not in the food court. Did you know that?
No.
That's a company-wide strategy. Uh-huh. They want you...
Opposite of the food court.
When you walk by the Cinnabon, it's the only... It catches you.
Yeah.
The smell, it's not muddled up in all of the other smells.
What's the pretzel place called?
Something Ann's?
Yeah. Well, do you know what it is, Stella?
Auntie Ann's.
Auntie Ann's? I do like a good pretzel.
I like a good pretzel.
Yeah.
If you can get it. So, food court mall walkers.
Yeah.
Gideon,
yeah,
sure. You had some ideas. What do you want to put on the Mount Rushmore?
Movies.
Movies.
Movies, yeah.
The mall is where you go to the movies.
Yeah.
There are
standalone malls, but no.
There are movie theaters by themselves, but the mall is...
Well, there's a long tradition mm-hmm. of going to the mall,
yeah.
going, getting some cheap snacks at the dollar store,
mm-hmm.
and then going into the movie theater.
Yeah. I mean, Marion is one of the only malls that has a dollar store attached to it. I don't think there's
But there's other places to get snacks.
You meet at the mall, you walk around, you do stuff, and then you go to the movies. It's yeah. a great thing. So, yeah, I would say the movie theater definitely belongs. Yeah. So we've got three that are hard to argue with right off the top.
Yeah.
Mall walkers.
Uh-huh.
Food court.
Yeah.
The movie theater.
Can you move your
cup? Yeah, I can move my cup. I can do that for you. So, I don't know, Jason. What else do you got?
Well, Gideon brought up escalators.
Escalators. How often in your life do you... I would say, of all of the escalators that I have ridden, I would say at least 80% have been in the mall.
Yeah.
Would you say so?
Probably. I think... When we were in Las Vegas, there were escalators everywhere.
Mm. Yeah.
So those were casinos and places like that. But outside of Vegas, maybe the airport.
How do you feel about walking on an escalator? Are you a walk up the escalator guy or you just let it take me?
I just let it take me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually think there ought to be two.
Right.
The walker and the rider.
Yeah.
Same thing like the walking lanes.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you fall on that?
Well, I feel like in most walking lanes, they do have a center... line.
But that's not observed by everybody.
Unfortunately, it's
lots
not
of people stand side by side and just let it ride.
Yeah,
but you're in a hurry and you're trying to go.
I like to walk on those.
Oh yeah, because it feels like you're going 100 miles an hour and you're just taking your time.
I'm just watching. It's a wonderful thing. That's on the Mount Rushmore of airports.
Yeah.
Which we might do another day. But today it's the Mount Rushmore. So we've got food court.
Yeah. Mall walker.
Escalators and movie theaters.
Jeez. Man, that's tough.
I'm going to have a hard time taking one off of that list.
Well, I feel like I've got a list here. Department stores?
Yeah, JCPenney, Macy's.
Sears. Because those don't really exist hardly
anymore.
Those
were the anchor points of the mall.
Of every mall.
Right, yeah.
Even Players.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Clothing stores?
Yeah. I mean, that's implied, I guess, in the mall. I mean, you could say that, but...
What about kiosk?
Ooh, kiosk.
There's
that's
lots
good.
Of kiosks.
How well do you think those kiosks actually do? I see those guys selling whatever they're selling in the middle of them thinking, are you making money? What does it cost for you
What's
to set
the
up
rental
a kiosk?
Space?
I don't know that. Whatever the economic system of a kiosk is, it can't be paying off big.
But it's probably cheaper to rent a kiosk than a whole store.
What's your kiosk? How do you do that? Do you still make eye contact with those guys?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Just no eye contact. And if they...
What's a classic?
Hey, buddy. You know, then I'm just going to keep on walking.
The perfumes and colognes. I feel like that's a kiosk.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then accessories.
Accessories. And then it's just like randomly, like this is like a kiosk full of slippers that look like basketball shoes.
Oh, there's always that too. Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's seasonal. Like there's Christmas
sunglasses.
Kiosks. Oh, sunglasses. Mm-hmm. Sunglass Hut or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know how those are working. So,
topic. What about Hot Topic? Is that specifically a mall thing?
You know, there are some stores that are specific. I don't think there's a Hot Topic outside of a mall. I think it is a specific mall store.
That's a big deal.
Oh, you know what? If we're going to go back to the 80s, I would say arcade belongs on this list.
Oh, dude.
Because where else are you going to go to the arcade?
Doesn't exist anymore.
The arcade doesn't exist anymore, but the mall is where it did exist. So the arcade is the only one that I'd like to, but I don't think it's really even in malls.
Are we
going to
say
anymore.
Toy store?
Toy stores exist outside of the mall.
KB Toys.
Listen, I love it. I'm not against it. But I think our Mount Rushmore of malls is mall walkers.
Yeah.
The escalator.
Food court.
The food court. And what was the fourth one?
Movies.
Oh, movies.
Yeah,
movie theaters. There it is. That's a pretty good one.
That's solid.
I feel good about that.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed this more than we have. Yeah.
Tell us what we missed.
This is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Sit, move, sit. Good dog.
I have spoken. Teddy, anything?
Wolf.